EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is Carla B, and you are listening to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Carla Woodbound.
What's up, y'all? We are going to have a rock and rolling good time tonight. Hope y'all ready. Our chat room is open right now. And while you are here via EOTMRadio.com, be sure to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows under the network, our studio line for you. Tonight is 718-664-6543. Again, that number is 718-664-6543. And our phone lines are always open, so be sure to call in. Call in and tell us how great I am doing, or just give me some constructive criticism. I'm always up for that. I promise I am. Tonight, y'all, I am just so geeked up. I'm honored. I've been waiting on this interview for quite some time, so I am definitely honored to have such a great guest. Hang in tight with me this evening. I have renowned singer Bill Suarez, who he's appeared on television and shared the stage with such legendary performers such as Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Terry Como, and Carol Burnett, as well as many, many others. He actually first gained fame for his singing appearances with the Young Americans. And before we bring him on, y'all, I want you guys to be excited as I am and understand why I was just so geeked up and I've waited so long to be able to introduce Bill Suarez to our listeners. So I want to feature, and this is going to be for the first time on EOTM Radio, one of his feature tracks from his new album, which is The Impossible Dream, and that's the title of his album, and the track that we're going to feature right now, it is titled Smile, so check it out, and we'll be right back with Bill Suarez. Hold tight.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. Face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is untrying smile. What's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just
That was great. Welcome back, y'all, to EOT, and this is the E-Buzz with Carla B, and that was Smile. That was off Dale Suarez's new album, The Impossible Dream. And with that, I want to give a warm welcome. I want to pull out the red carpet in a fantabulous way and welcome Bill Suarez. Welcome to the E-Buzz.
Well, Carla, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be on your program, and you are great. So
well, thank
you. You are one of the exceptional ones.
Ah, that's special. That's special. Thank you so much. Bill, I know that I shared a little bit with our listeners at the top of the hour with giving them a little bit of your background, but I want for the listeners out there globally that may not have heard what I said or may not even heard of Bill Suarez for whatever reason. They're living underneath a rock or something. But I want you, if you will, Bill, if you can please enlighten them with a little more in regards to who Bill Suarez is.
Well, I was an only child in my family, so I had a tendency to listen to what Mom and Dad liked to listen to, and a lot of it was around the time of World War II and the songs of that nature. But I loved baseball and sports because my dad was quite an athlete. And as far as it goes, I never did grow to the heights and type of features that they wanted for Major League Baseball. So I went to the next best thing as far as I thought. And I was very lucky to be selected to sing with the Young Americans.
Wow. That's great. That's definitely big. That's a feat in its own right. So kudos to you on that. So you've been singing for quite some time.
Well, I've stopped the shower a number of times. But, yeah, I've loved to sing almost all my life. My mom was not a singer, but she was, I guess, what you'd kind of call a closet singer. She'd be by herself,
okay,
and I'd hear this beautiful voice. And next thing you know, I'd walk into the room, and I'd hear silence. She didn't want to be heard.
Wow.
So she's the one that can be attributed to any musical abilities I might have had.
Okay. And it's such a beautiful thing when I talk to people in regards to singing, and which is probably most of the singers, their first passion, but for whatever reason, you revert back to other things. So I think it's definitely a great thing for music lovers, that you came back, and that first single that we just played was "Smile," and
mm-hmm.
that so beautiful, and it really takes me back to the great music, to great music. Tell me, Bill, who are some of your inspirations when it comes to music?
Well, really, you read off quite a few of them there,
okay.
Especially Eddie Arnold and Perry Como. Mr. Arnold probably was really my favorite of all, and unfortunately he's passed on now. But a number of years ago, I got a chance to be in his presence again, and he remembered me after all of the years that I had been away from singing, because
right.
we were together on a rather unfortunate day. It was the day after Bobby Kennedy was assassinated here in L.A.
Yeah.
And we were up in Portland, Oregon, doing a festival up there. But even with all of that, that man was always with the stalwarts of the industry. And to have him be able to remember me after all those years, that really is probably the biggest wonderful thing that I've run into. Something.
Right, and you have that voice. You just have that voice, whereas even if you, when you're not even, when you're not singing, you have that voice that resonates and is very distinguished, and people recognize you. I know I can recognize you via, if it was a radio interview or whatever, if I wouldn't see your face, I wouldn't know who Bill Suarez was just when you spoke. But I want to, like I said, I played Smile at the top of the show, mm-hmm. and your new album is called The Impossible Dream. Is that right?
That's it, yes, right?
Okay, so that title right there, I just want to talk a little bit about the title of the album and share with us a little bit about what, you know, what went into creating that or even thinking about that title, and then we'll get into the other songs on within the album.
Well, just to kind of give you a brief outline of it, I went into Jill Jacks, who is my vocal coach. I went into her class at the junior college just to see if I could learn to sing again, because it
right.
had been full 40 years, and you don't
wow.
pick up and do that overnight. And she was very kind, and she let me stay, and she worked with me, and they got me back to it. And the title actually came from her husband, and he kind of looked at me, and I guess he heard me sing a little bit, and we made comments about what was up and how long it had been. And
right.
I guess it ran through his mind that, gee, you know, that sounds like it's almost impossible. And he said,
wow.
ah, let's do The Impossible Dream. And I've stuck with that one, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. It is so, it's so much behind that title, and your, just your story itself is just so encouraging for individuals that are possibly, you know, going through some stuff. And I know that you share your story, so if you can share with our listeners a little bit about The Impossible Dream, why was it so tough for you, Bill, and then, you know, to see you coming back into the industry, why is it so very special to you, if you can share with us a little bit of background?
Well, I never did grow like most of the other people. So I never got to be 5'10 or 6 foot, but I matured, and I
right.
looked considerably older. And there were reasons about it, and your audience doesn't need to be bored with that. But
okay.
I just kind of submitted myself to doing what was best, because suddenly I had a lot of illness in my family.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad only had one child, and that was me.
Okay.
And the way I was raised, I kind of felt it was my obligation to help take care of them, because they had raised and taken care of me. But I always wanted to be a singer, and so I never hid the fact that I wanted to be. But it was just one of those things. It just never caught with other people's imagination that that's what I should be doing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate that. I want to talk a little bit about right now that the single that we played, Smile.
Huh?
So was that a track that you wrote?
No, that was written by the great Charlie Chaplin. And he being known as the Little Tramp, he always played a lot of different things with a lot of emotion. And he was a
right.
very, very talented actor, but when you would see him react and you knew that he wrote that song, you could understand why, because Charlie had quite a little bit of he had a little adversity in his lifetime, and it was very difficult
okay.
sometimes, I'm sure, for him to do things
right.
Oh, it was wonderful, and the song, it was just beautifully written. It's simple, but it's beautiful.
It really is. It really is. And if that, your smile is what we can, just that one track is what our listeners can look forward to, just listening to more beautiful music like that on your album. You know, I know I'm going to purchase it today. We're going to take a commercial break, but I want you to share with our listeners if they were looking for more information in regards to Bill Suarez, your story, your music, go ahead and share your website and your contact information right now, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, as far as it is right now, you can find me on YouTube, and there's about four or five different settings where you can get a hold of it. And as far as it goes, you can contact Frederick and Jill about it, or you can even call me at my home, and we can make arrangements to get that sold. But yeah, it's been a wonderful time with this one, and I didn't go into that class for the idea that it would be an album. I just wanted to go ahead and learn to sing again, and I knew Jill had the abilities to really cure a lot of problems that people have, and I suggest, and it's not a push for her that way, but
right.
I suggest anybody who's really interested in learning how to sing very easily, Jill is the one. She is just absolutely fantastic, and she's got a good
wow.
sense of humor with some of her stuff, and it makes it so much easier for you to go in when you're not going to be beaten over the head with the old ruler like they used to laugh and see the teachers do. But she has been marvelous, and she knows how to get the job done, and she really has been a big boon to me. And if it weren't for her and her husband, I doubt if I would have got this far. I really do.
Wow. And I've heard so many great things about Jill Jacks and her husband. So, yeah, I definitely recommend that as well. If, you know, I wish I – once upon a time I wanted to sing, but it's not about me tonight.
Oh, it's not,
even gonna...
Carla,
hmm?
It's not too late. It's not too late. Look, I was 60, or well, actually, yeah, I guess I was 60 when I went back into this. And I'm
wow.
61 now, and I'm still taking lessons from her, and I'm still hoping that I will be improving and getting better. But it's one of those things. It's never too late.
Yeah.
And if you want to, if you've got the time, go talk to Jill and get in
yeah.
to her class, because she can do it.
Yeah,
she taught a young
and
lady.
I know what
she taught a young, mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to say, she taught a young lady who was basically deaf. And,
wow.
boy, you don't think of having to take a handicap on your shoulders to try to get somebody
yeah.
who is that way. And she was able to learn and feel the vibration of Jill's throat and her vocal cords, and she learned how to sing.
Wow.
And she
That's
did
beautiful.
It just very well. Well, she's just that good.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to share Jill's information also. And just so you know, we actually have links to your website,
uh-huh.
and I believe that there's a link where they can – get more information on purchasing the album, The Impossible
well,
Dream. So that's on our radio page. Well, I want to take a really quick break, and then we're going
uh-huh.
to play. Actually, we're going to come back with another track off of his new CD, which is, I believe, this one is called The Impossible Dream.
Right.
So hold tight. We'll be right back with Bill Suarez. Hold tight, y'all.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I think you should come by. I'd
love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call her people.
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie.
Yeah.
It's Ellen.
Listen,
I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say, I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Hey, does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
The dream, the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, dare not go to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to strive when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is question or pause, to be willing to march in the hell for a heavenly cause. And I know that I'll always be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the better for this, that one man scorned and covered in scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable.
Impossible Dream by Bill Suarez. That was the featured track off of his new CD, The Impossible Dream. And Bill, welcome back.
Thank you for playing that one. I enjoy hearing it because it's a good song.
It really is. And I want to ask you what went into. I want to know everybody that helped you in the whole creation of this great music that you are just sharing with music lovers all over the world. If you don't mind, if you can share that with us right now.
It's basically that the music that I'm having on this album was easy for me to get into because of my age and having listened to most of this music for a long time. But I'm hearing so much other good music that's coming around now that you have a lot of these shows coming up. And some of the singers are doing a wonderful job. And in my case, mm-hmm. it was just the fact that they were willing to help me and to support me doing these songs. And the musicians that I had were just basically unbelievable. And for a guy who didn't have any contacts anymore in show business to get these musicians, Joe and Dino did a wonderful job getting them in there, and they came in and worked, and boy, it's an amazing situation when you've got these pros, because several of them have played with Antonio Carlos Jobim, and so you're not playing with any slouch when you play with him, and it was just wonderful that they would come in and do it, and I'm sure some of them took a cut and pay to do it to get me through there, but gosh, it was kind of would send a cold chill down your spine when you hear these guys play and you'd hear the playback of the tape. And boy, it was unbelievable. And I'm really will never be able to thank them enough for that. And like I say, and Joe and Dino and all that, they really pushed me the right way. They didn't say, you got to do this, you got to do that. No.
They said,
Bill, you got to do it because people want to hear it. And you've got to be willing to make the people want to hear it. And that changed a lot of things right there.
Wow, yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, some great, great advice. And I just want to let the listeners know that I found a link. You can actually find The Impossible Dream on CD Baby. And just go into CD Baby and you can type in Bill Suarez. Last name is spelled Suarez. And like I said, we do have a link on our radio page that will link you straight to the CD Baby.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that out there because it's some great, great music. And I just You know, speaking of music, and we're hearing all this great stuff tonight, I want to ask you, Bill, mm-hmm. since you are from another era in music, really, and you're really trying to, you're bringing it back, what do you think are some of the greatest challenges that, what are some of the, actually, what do you see the music industry going, where do you see it going in the future? Not necessarily the challenges, but where do you see it going in the future?
I think it's going to be even better than what it has been. I love just an awful lot of the music that's out there. But I'll be perfectly honest with you. I like to hear voices that can sing, that can really make you want to sit and listen, and that can make you understand the lyrics. It's a little old-fashioned, but there's nothing like being able to sit down in a chair and have a cold glass of lemonade or even something else a little stronger if you prefer, but to be able to sit and enjoy it and know that you've heard something that's wonderful. And
right.
Two, the thing that I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to kind of jump in on you here, we're going to be trying to make a little inroads into the music world for those kids who have some problems. They're not totally handicapped, but they're not fully capable of doing what most people would think or see in their future. And ours is going to be the Possible Dream Foundation. And
wow,
Joe and I both started it. And we want to be able to take these kids who have a desire and maybe have a little something that they can't work with, to have somebody be able to teach them to go about singing. And whether they're a pro, whether they're just amateur, whether they sing at church or in their house at the holidays, make it to where they can feel good about themselves.
Right.
And that's where I'm looking forward.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it also. So as you guys launch that, make sure you give us the information so we can blast it out. Definitely.
We'll
I want to ask.
That.
Okay, great. And I know that you're doing not just singing, you're doing a wealth of other things. So share with us what some of those things are.
Well, I used to work for the Minolta Corporation, and unfortunately they're no longer in the photographic business, but I got an opportunity to visit and work with some of the big photographers in the type of photographs that everybody loves. I've got at least two or three pictures from Harry Langdon, and he was on the LA Times cover and a lot of fashion magazines, showing Halle in absolutely her most gorgeous. And, I mean, she's beautiful. She has nothing to have to try to work on that way, but I guarantee you that Harry worked with her and made her feel comfortable, and, oh, did she look beautiful in those pictures that I was very fortunate to get, because I was able to help Harry with a problem with one of our cameras getting hooked up to his new flash system, and when I was working for them, I was able to cure that, and we did well, and he was very, very appreciative, and it's always nice when you get a chance to do things like that for guys who know 10 times as much as you do, but there's just a little blockage somewhere. And he caught on real quick, and that was wonderful to do. But I still like photography, and I'm working with the Elks organization. I've been their district scholarship chairman about 5 times, and we do an awful lot for the veterans, and we also like doing an awful lot for the kids in school, giving out the dictionaries and different types of books that will help them with their education. And we try to get them to get in and really dig into that classwork that they have, because I know it's a lot nicer to go out and play baseball and football and basketball and track and all this. But one of these days it's going to come to an end, and they need something to be able to fall back on. And that's
exactly
what the Elks like to do. And with the veterans, bless those guys who have done such a wonderful job for us, taking care of us and guarding us. And it's wonderful to see them and talk to them. And for those who have been injured in combat like that, it's so amazing to see their attitudes and how they come out of it. God looked down and blessed most of them with the right kind of attitude, and they're wonderful men and women. And we just, as Elks, we love them to death. And it's one of our philosophies to say, so long as there is a veteran in need, the Elks will be there to help them. And
aww,
we intend to do that. And like
that
I say, I've been with them now 31 years.
Wow. That's great. That's awesome. Bill, our time is dwindling, but I definitely want to ask you a question that I ask everybody that I interview here, regardless of what industry that they're in. You know, that we get a lot of listeners that are there. People that are looking to break into the industry, young folks that really have no clue. So let me ask you, what advice would you be willing to lend to some of the listeners out there that may be up-and-coming singers if they're looking to break into the industry and really have no clue as to how to get things started? What would you like to share regarding that?
Never hesitate to do a performance somewhere. Get in there and do it. It may just be for your local organization, like the Emblem Club, that's ladies type of elk, and the various other organizations like that. If they've got some sort of a concert, see if you can do it. If they look for talent to do that, jump in and do it. Get in there and practice your craft, because there's nothing any better than being in front of an audience to make you feel either very good or make you feel that you need to practice more. I was doing Perry Como did a Christmas show back in 1968. And under the conditions, the man who was the producer of that show was Bob Henry. And he used to do the Flip Wilson show. So we were all standing in position getting ready to do the next sequence. And he threw his arm around my shoulder, kind of give me a hug. He said, "Well, Bill, are you ready?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I think so, Mr. Henry." He said, "Well," he said, "don't worry." He said, "There's only 25 million people watching."
Wow.
And I kind of took a deep breath and I go, yes, sir. But it was good on his part, because all of a sudden he made me realize you've got to be prepared to perform, whether there's five people or 25 million. And it's always wonderful to go and do something like that. So keep working hard at it. Do take lessons if you can afford it. And you really can't hardly not afford to take them, because they will solve problems for you that will keep you singing for many years.
Yes, great advice.
Oh, I'm still working with Jill. I will for as long as she wants to put up with me.
Well, give our listeners, if there's somebody out there that are looking, maybe they need voice lessons, a voice coach, if you can share Jill Jax's information with our listeners, that would be great.
Well, I think you probably have it there, and I apologize for not having it right directly at hand, because I got back just a little while ago, and I didn't get around to getting it there. But if you've got Jill's CD album, or even from the other, you can get her there, and she's in the local area that she can work with you. She also, if any of the people are in the area of Harbor College in Los Angeles, the Harbor area, check with them about when she has her class. Most generally in the last few years, it's been on a Tuesday night from 7 until 9, and you have some very good people in there. And once they get over that shyness of getting up to sing, there's no better place than to do it right there with Jill on that campus, and it comes at a reasonable price. You're not paying $200 or $300 for a lesson. You're paying about maybe $80 or $90 for an entire six-week semester. And in that 6 weeks, I guarantee you, you will pick up things that you will never lose for the rest of your life.
Wow, that's great. And, yeah, all that information is, I believe, is on Bill. It's on, actually, you can go to www.billsuarez.com. There's links to Jill and contact her. You can actually probably click on the contact tab to be able to get her as well. So that's billsuarez.com. Make sure you guys check that out. Thank
well,
you.
It's a wonderful thing.
It really is. It really is. And she's a blessing, and so are you. So I definitely want to just let you know right now, I'm extending an invitation back to the Ebell Show. Anytime you want, definitely contact us, and we'd love to have you on. I want to go ahead and
I was just going to say that it's my pleasure to have been on your show, and I'll put it to you this way. I won't be arrogant enough to come and say, hey, I'm ready to be on your show again. When you want me,
you give me
enough time, and I'll be there. I'll make arrangements to be there and do it right.
That's so great. Thank you so much, Bill Suarez. You have a great evening. Thank you so much for giving us a portion of your evening. We know time is so very precious, so thanks so much. And I want to
I was just going to say that you and your audience, you're wonderful people, and I hope this has been good for most of them. And if not, any suggestions they have, we'll work on it so it'll be more interesting even to them. But you've done a wonderful job, and you are a great host.
Oh, thank you so much. And I think that it's only fitting to end our show with a quote that I actually was on your website, and it was something that I think it was on the first page of it. It's from The Impossible Dream, and it goes like this: and the world will be better for this, that one man, torn and covered with scars, strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreached stars. That is from The Impossible Dream. You guys, make sure you pick that up. It's been a great evening, you guys. Check you next time. Good night, everybody.
Got it going on, and we're moving strong.